Hello, everybody, and welcome to Self Cell Care. And I'm so excited to have Gigi Tanya here today with us. And I am going to tell you a little bit about Gigi. So Gigi has Gigi Tanya Arts and Fitness. And so how Gigi and I met was in, I think it was in 2018. I was the chairperson for the American Diabetes Association. For the expo that was being held in Chicago, Illinois. And Gigi's on stage doing her thing. I mean, like, her energy knows no bounds. And so, you know, like me, she started her own company and faced a lot of adversity, you know, right down to being homeless, right? And being abused. And what I want to say, this is why I have Gigi on the show today. It's not just because she's in health and wellness, right? Which that's what we're about, self-cell care, right? It's because she took an old paradigm and she co-created with the universe a new paradigm that allowed her to live by her highest values. And so without further ado, let me bring on Gigi. Welcome. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you all?
I am really good. So we're having a little bit of problem with your background is kind of, we're losing your face. Is your back, do you need to have the background, the screen or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing it for color purposes. Let me change it real quick. I like the color purple.
Oh, I love the color purple. So a very high vibration. And so I want to just kind of show people, because I had there's a couple different websites I think that you have. And so I immediately accidentally went to the one that I wasn't looking for, right? So Would you do me a favor and share? Oh, wait a second. You know what? So I have to go live on Instagram. There we go. Instagram is always a challenge. They like to do things differently. So here we go. So, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I can see your beautiful face. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what was it that had you do things differently? What was the defining moment for you? And I'm sure you want to share some of your story about, or all, I mean, you know, go for it, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I tell everyone that asked me this, how did I get started? What happened? It was definitely, and it has been, a calling from the Lord. I'm a woman of faith. And so this whole journey itself was not something I planned, expected, came up with in my mind, honestly, because my background is in healthcare. So I obtained my master's in healthcare administration back in 2015. And before that, I had multiple years of doing just healthcare administration work, was kind of climbing the ladder, if you will, in that. And then also got some experience with clinical care by becoming a CNA and PCT and all these other care coordinator types of positions. And something happened in 2015. I was in my last year of grad school, was working on my capstone, and I was working at a healthcare organization.
And for those of you, hold on a second, for those people who have not done their MBA, I'm moving, and I was going through my files, and I'm in the midst of, as you know, writing my book, and I'm pulling out my files, and Spirit's like, you need this one to complete the book. And I'm pulling out files from grad school. People, grad school is no easy feat. Because I pulled out my capstone, right? I mean, literally, like 20 minutes before this show.
Yeah.
So go ahead, because I want people to know, grad school, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, especially where I went, that's a lot of collaboration. It's a lot of work. You can't just skate on by, right?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I was, so at that time, I was working full time in healthcare. I had already started as entry level clinical administrative assistant, and I worked my way up to a program manager position over their pharmaceutical program. So that last year, it ended up being the last year there, I was actually in grad school. So I was up for a promotion. I was at this particular healthcare organization for about 5 years at that time. So I was literally working there since I got into the industry. And I was up for a promotion. I was already pretty much covering other locations with the work I was doing. And so I entered grad school in actually a verbal agreement at that time of me being in a position to take over facility administrator for one of their clinics.
Okay.
So when I entered grad school, I did all of that work for 3 years. It took me 3 years to go into a position of advancement. So that was it. I was going to get my tuition reimbursed after completing it. And then in a position of advancement. But as I said, 2015 itself, that year, I was finishing up grad school, was up for promotion, and the Lord called me to leave. My mom would say, hey.
Oh, this is your mom?
This is my mom, Miss Jones, yes.
So how do I say your mom's first name? Kiaka?
Kiaka.
I love it.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Hailing from Arizona. She's in Arizona right now, you all.
So thank you for joining us today. I mean, who would miss your daughter anyway, right? I mean, So you're up for this promotion. Yes. God calls you and he tells you, Hey, guess what? You get to do something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you hate when that happens?
That was it. And so I heard for me, I heard his still small voice. It wasn't a, hey, do this. For me, it was a, it's time to leave. And I was like, no. I was like, I can't, you know. Of course, the job security was one of the things. It was also what he was telling me to do. So when he told me it's time to leave corporate America healthcare, and he said, I need you to go into being a dancer, professional dance. I need you to go into that. At that time, I was doing a hobby. I also had started an inspirational dance ministry on campus in college. So that carried out also out of college. So we were doing presentations, but it wasn't paid. It was all just
volunteer,
creative, you know?
Yeah.
So it was all art, all freelance. And so he told me, leave this and go into this. And it was complete opposite. Like, if anyone on here or watches this, you know how it is with the artist journey of any kind. Artists and entrepreneurship journeys are very close and similar, as in it takes a lot of risk. It takes a lot of passion and commitment and a lot of creativity to know how to work your art or your business. And so, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. So that journey was a 6-month journey of me going back and forth with the Lord about, I don't want to leave. I'm about to be promoted. What do you mean? So, but the Lord is, he's gracious, you know. He was gracious to me for sure.
Well, so, I'm going to say, you know, there's a woman who's on my show every month, first Tuesday of the month. Her name is Michelle Frode. She's the Rockstar Coach, and she's an intuitive. And so she was a very, very successful realtor. Like, you know, really successful, right? And God told her, by the way, that's not what you're doing anymore. And, you know, it's interesting that, how do I say this? So, and she also was, you know, homeless, living out of her car with a dollar in her pocket, right? And I want people to understand that there's a few of us out here, right, who have been either homeless or near homeless and or abused, because she was too, you know, and we made a choice. That's what binds us and bonds us as sisters, right? We chose not to be victims. We just decided to be a master of our own destiny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I, so yeah, that time was, it was crazy. I was scared. But let me tell you what happened, Jody and everyone.
Okay.
All HE double hockey sticks broke loose in that clinic.
Oh, I'm like HE double hockey sticks. And I had to think about it. I'm like, what? Okay, I get it.
When I tell you, I was at this company for 5 years. Those 6 months were the worst I had ever experienced working in this company. And not just to me, but just things were happening. Patients were dying in the clinic. Nurse managers were falsifying documents. State was in there for 6 months investigating things and auditing. I was like, if this is not a Jonah and the whale moment, it was my Jonah and the whale. So the whale swallowing Jonah because Jonah heard the direction from God and didn't want to do it, his own judgment or just feeling like the mission or the call to present the truth or the message to the people of Nineveh would be wasteful. It wouldn't be a waste of time.
So can I... That's amazing. Yeah. Can I would like to pipe in for a moment because, and I think this is how this is going to go because it's intriguing to me, the similarities. Okay. So it was 2016 for me. Mm. And, oh no, excuse me, 2013 when I went on disability. Mm. And for almost 4 years, just under 4 years. And you met me just like after that, right? Like probably 2 years after. The irony is that the doctor who misdiagnosed me and put me on 50 prescription medications, right? Lost his license. It was suspended on my birthday.
Wow.
On my birthday. And the irony is that the company, the drug company that was issuing the drugs from him and the two other doctors that I was seeing, mm-hmm. never thought it was a red flag that I was on 50 drugs. 50. Mm. So it's, wow. I love that spirit started showing you, God started showing you the truth of the matter, mm-hmm. such that you couldn't turn away, could you? You couldn't look away and ignore it.
No, it was a clear as day. And the crazy thing is, I ended up having to be a whistleblower. So I literally had to be in the position where I had to expose what was going on, because it got so bad that I had to speak up of what was happening, because it started to become where this person or these persons in these positions were trying to put their wrongdoing on me, the person that's in the subordinate position. But that wasn't going to happen.
And they do that. They do a blame and shame, right? And they reverse it. And I was at a major bank prior to going on disability, and I was licensed, and they were asking me to do things that I'm like, I'm not doing it. That's my license. I also, right, had to be the whistleblower. I'm almost in tears. I'm trying to hold them back. Of gratitude.
Yeah.
So keep going. Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah. And so that concluded with, okay, things died down in the month of, I want to say it was like May. Then the promotion opportunity came up. Now, in the midst of those months, I also graduated from grad school. So at this point, I said, okay, this is just a tumultuous time. Let me get through this. I'm going to make it to the finish line, get my promotion, I'll be out of this clinic, you know. So the promotion came, the parties that be were aware that I was already in the program. They already knew of the whole tuition reimbursement process, the agreement for me to be promoted and advanced in the company. And and so came down to a performance review time. I sat with the individuals that I had already originally spoken to. And they offered me a dollar raise.
Now, because I'm an ordained minister and I'm also just not up for it, I'm just going to do a wave and ask you to read between the lines.
Yeah. So when that mm-hmm. happened, mm-hmm. I left that same day. As soon as the meeting ended, I packed everything at my desk. And I left. And that was a clear sign, Darlie, it's time to go. The Lord has already said, it has been made crystal clear. So now go forth. Even if you don't know which direction you're going, just move forward. And so I left that company. I have not looked back, even though sometimes it was tempting, but I had not gone back. And then I went forward into going into the artistry gifts. And for a good number of years, at that point, I started working different part-time jobs here and there, because at that time I was building my resume I was also going in training, dance training, and I was doing other stuff like gigging and all of that. So really just engulfing myself in becoming a dance, professional dance artist and choreographer. And so, yeah, and so that kind of spanned for a couple of years, but it was hard. It was hard. Now, I hadn't even touched entrepreneurship at that point. It was all just dance and performing, getting into some theater stuff, just all the different things that professional dancers kind of dabble in to see where's their sweet spot, if you will. And it was not easy. The part-time jobs that I had, they were not reliable, or they just didn't pay enough, or it just was a struggle. So I had struggled a lot during that time of really knowing how it felt to be a starving artist, you know, and I had, you know, my daughter, you know, so that was another part, you know, just trying to get on my feet and do that and this. And I wanted to go back full time. I wanted to go back full time. I was like, why am I doing this? And God was like, no, just keep moving forward. Keep learning this industry, learning what it is to be a, you know, a artist and a dancer and learning that grind. And so I committed to it. And, you know, and in those times, you know, I went through that journey. And so now I get to say any artist or, you know, professional dancer or artist that may be pursuing or want to pursue it, I've been there where you go through that journey as an artist and you're trying to make ends meet while still building upon your art. So that carried on for a couple of years.
Can I share something though? I want people to understand something. So you call it artistry, which it is. Okay. So the woman who I mentioned, the rock star coach, Michelle Froge, she actually is a lead singer in a band. And she, in addition to helping people remove blockages and patterns, you know, we're both intuitives. And so the thing about her and the thing about you that resonate, that I see the commonality, is the joy, right? So she knows her purpose is to bring joy to people, right?
And your bird is so cute. The bird is on the interview as well.
Oh, she always is. She's my co-host because she runs the show. And if I get off topic, she puts me back on, which she's doing right now. I'm getting there. You want to come over here to mama? All right. So the point is that also what you studied to be a healer, right? A nurse. You were in the hospital system, right? The clinic. You're just healing in God's way. Because, you know, humming and movement and using your physical body is the greatest method of healing.
Yeah.
In addition, of course, to prayer, but.
Yeah.
I need to get her because she has something she wants to ask you. If you don't like, give me a minute. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I am an animal communicator, which is why she's my co-host. Okay, so what do you want to ask Garlie?
She's like, hold on, I got something to say. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing is she wants to know why you go by Garlie and yet Gigi. What's the story? She says, is there a story behind that?
Yeah, so Garlie... Garlie is my name. My father named me. My father, who is Nigerian, is pronounced Gelly.
Uh-huh. Gelly, okay.
Gigi actually came from a nickname. My mom's who was on here, her nickname is Kiki. And so when I was around 18 or 19, I worked at the same preschool or kindergarten school that she was working at. She was the school nurse. And so I worked and joined as a paraprofessional to a class that had limited English preschoolers and preschoolers that had multiple varying abilities, I should say. including children who were also had different areas of autism and other types of cognitive abilities. And so they had a challenge with knowing how to say my name. So I was like, just call me Gigi, like Nurse
got
Gigi.
It. Okay, got it.
Gigi. And it stuck with me.
Because guh is kind of easy to do. Yeah, I did a lot of speech therapy. And the other one also has another question. They both have questions for you.
They're so pretty.
They want to know what brought you to faith.
Oh, man.
See, they're better than me. Well, they ask better questions.
No, I would say for sure. I didn't grow up in the church.
Me neither.
I grew up in like a family where, you know, the church sometimes, you know, but honestly, what they say, I didn't choose God, he chose me. At the age of 20, I want to say it was 21, I had a divine encounter in my room with the Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I had just got crazy. I think it was one of the most craziest relationships.
Hold on one second. Tinkerbell, you're going to have to let Gigi finish her story before you ask the next question. So the interesting thing about birds is they talk at all the same time, and that's their mindset. So they don't really understand that they're interrupting. Okay. So you're 21 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not a big church goer. I was born Jewish, so. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't go to church. And go ahead.
Yeah. And so I was in the crazy situationship, relationship, whatever you want to call it, in undergrad. And honestly, it was the day that I don't know if I broke up with him that day, but it was just something where I was kind of like, enough is enough. And so I was sitting on the side of my bed on the floor and I was just crying. I was crying because that was an emotionally abusive relationship. It was very manipulative. Absolutely. That's why I think it was the worst. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like manipulation is even worse than physical because it goes deep within the mind and soul, and then it adds the physical part where you can even hurt yourself, you know. So I just, after that, I was crying on the side of my bed. And I felt this warm presence behind me. I had siblings too, so I was like, wait, I'm in my room and I'm like upset. No one was behind me. And it felt warm. I'm trying to do my best to describe it. It felt overwhelmingly warm.
So I can help you with that description.
Yeah.
I mean, because what happens is everything's, want me to help you and then you can go back to your story. I'll explain energy and the energy of spirit, whether it be Christ or someone who's passed over or like that. But our guides and Christ and everything's energy. And I don't know if you aspire to this, that we have past lives. And, you know, if you don't, that's okay. But the point is that when there's another energy form, it carries with it heat or cool or some sort of feeling that you can feel, because we are energy beings. And if you want to look at it from a scientific standpoint, we're electrical beings. Our brain, you know, wires and fires together, right? Our heart is electrical. That's why they use paddles to revive somebody. We are electrical before we're physical. And we're spiritual before we're physical. And so when you have the presence, especially of Jesus, it's not undeniable.
Yeah. So, right? Yeah. So Jesus got my attention. Okay. It was undeniable. And I've been in, you know, in and out of churches, you know, when I was younger, but I think that I've really encountered the Christ, like who Jesus Christ is, mm-hmm. And who the Word of God says he was. And I just got emotional, but it was more like, wow, you came to me and you know all that I have done. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what all I've done to this point, even this matter of which I'm crying about, but yet you're here with me. And not just that, but I feel your love. Like I feel, mm-hmm. I didn't feel ashamed. I felt very much embraced, like just like comforted even. And so in that moment, I said, I already know who you are. So let me just receive you now in my life. And that was the day I got saved, born again, Christian, on the side of my bed after a breakup. And that is how I came to my walk with the Lord. And I have not looked back since. I am anchored in Jesus and I'm unashamed. And I love to show his love and his joy and all of that energy and brightness that you see when I'm moving and I'm dancing. All of that is fueled by that perfect love that I receive every day. My faith in Jesus.
Let me see if I have a picture because I think I do. So I want to have people understand like visually. So it's 2018, right? That you were at the, So here's the expo. Let me just see if I can find the picture of you on stage. Yeah, I do. I have it right here. So I'm just going to show this picture. Because when Gigi says she's anchored in his love, thank you for leaving a deposit, Pegala. It's bird. When you are anchored, let me just go here. Give me a minute. There we go. All right. Do you remember this? Remember this day?
I do. Mm-hmm.
So when you are anchored in his love, you are unstoppable because he holds his love in your heart in such a way that his love carries you so you can speak, act, and do on his behalf. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it just like, because God is, he's energy. Like, I think of him as just this, he can be ball, he could be fire, he could be light, he could be electricity, he could be.
He could be in a bird flying by.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that
he can show himself through any part of his creation? He shows himself through us.
Yes. So it's interesting. I read a book. So when, it was 2016 when Jesus was showing up undeniable, completely undeniably for me. So I am living in Palatine, Illinois. The place that I'm living at was acquired, went on the auction block because the landlord wasn't paying the rent. Now, or the mortgage, excuse me. Now, I'm paying my rent because I'm still on disability. And the thought of having to be, you know, unhoused, right, didn't really appeal to me. So I would go without something else. I got rid of my cable. I got rid of, you know, things I didn't need. But I paid my rent, right? So these guys come to my door to tell me they acquired the building and that I was moving out. Now, prior to that, it was in April of 2016, and I wake up at 3:00 in the morning, and I don't know this is Jesus, by the way, at the time. So I was just called a god or spirit, or like my mom, like my, cause my mom had passed, and I know that she talks to me and guides me. And so they said, you need to find yourself a new place to live. This is a Sunday night. And I'm kind of like, are you crazy? You know, I'm on disability. I've literally no earned income. No one's going to rent anything to me. And I'm certainly not in a position to buy, right? So then they say to me, look up your address. So I did. And it says, going on the auction block the next day, April 11th. I'm like, oh, oops. Right? So, first of all, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a show, right? This is going to be a show. And so I'm going to fast forward and say that, you know, I was studying for my bat mitzvah, and this is in my book, which is hopefully being published if we're lucky now by May, because I found all these document posts. I'm like, oh, God needs me to put this in there. So we're delayed. But so I'm studying for my bat mitzvah, and I go to the synagogue for help. And I go to all these associations that are related to the synagogue for help. And I also go to like the housing authority and all these places for help. And no one can help me. Not one. And so a friend of mine at the time said to me, she goes, well, and so I realized I have to move because, you know, you can't force your way into staying someplace that they don't want you to be. And so I you know, I've come to that realization. And I said to this friend of mine, I said, well, you know, I'm going to need to move. I don't have money to move, blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, the church can help you. I said, I'm Jewish. And she goes, we don't care. So I'm like, oh, okay. And so they came, they got me money to move, helped me pack up. And then another friend of mine, so what are you doing back there? Okay. She's, my bird is walking around everywhere. And someone else, another friend of mine, found me a place to live with her brother-in-law for until I found a job. So that was by that time, it's November 2016. I moved into his place just before Thanksgiving, and he gave me a room with my two girls. And now I know that Jesus has shown up. Like, that's a clear sign. And then I get a job, and it's with a chiropractic company that was at the American Diabetes Association. And a man by the name of Dr. Ben Lerner comes to the place where I work for a fireside chat. And Dr. Ben Lerner wrote the book, Body by God. Are you familiar with that book?
I have not heard of that book.
Yeah, he was the official wrestling, so it's a 1996 Olympic wrestling doctor. So doctor of chiropractic for the Olympics. And so he gets up, he tells his story, and I'm not going to do his story justice. And this is, if you want to know his story, go see Dr. Ben Lerner. But what I'm going to tell you is that he shared that he read the red letters of Jesus as a young man. And he was born Jewish, and he converted. Now, anybody who's born Jewish knows there's a whole slew of issues if you convert. And my aunt had already been considered dead by the family, right? Like,
wow.
Yeah, Zadie disowned his daughter because she married someone who was Christian and followed Christ. And I'm thinking, that's probably not a good plan for me right now. And so, but he stood there, and his choice to choose Jesus, despite his Jewish upbringing, gave me the power to walk with him. And the next day, or 2 days later, so that was Friday, October 6th, and October 8th, I went with my girlfriend, Heather Patton, out to church and never looked back. And I was baptized March 2nd of 2019. So I just had my, you know, anniversary. And yeah. And so, but what I want to say is, when he shows up for you, it's completely undeniable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's powerful. Absolutely. Beyond belief, right?
Yeah.
And I saw it in you. I saw it in you, yeah, on stage. Mm-hmm. I saw it in, yeah, you. I saw you. I saw your love. And I saw, here's the thing, and this is, again, I keep on going back to this girlfriend of mine, Michelle Froge, because you guys are very similar. So she's actually a little whip of a girl. She's tiny, like blonde, mm-hmm, you know, this big around. And when she's on stage, she is not a sexual being, even though she's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. And female. She is clearly sharing a mission, whether she's singing Aretha Franklin or, you know, Gaga or whoever, it doesn't matter. It's who she is on the inside comes out. And that's what I got about you on stage. You're not there for a show. You're there to, you clearly were sending a message. And I didn't, you, I could, and you, I didn't understand fully your message at the time. You know, I was learning, but I totally got the, like, how do I say this? Spirit help me. I totally got your alignment with the Christ energy. Because it's distinct from somebody else who gets up there who wants to be sexy, right? And show off. And the only one you were showing off for was Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so really a distinction. Man. Yeah. It's really a distinction. You've seen people, right? Where they're getting up there and they're more concerned about what people think of them versus just being the light that they are. And you are being, yeah, the light that you are.
Yeah.
Do you receive that?
And I think, oh, absolutely. I think that every time that I go out, and even just what I'm doing now, it's all about sharing some form of the message of what saved me. Even if that's around health, even if it's around hope, if it's around, we're just going to be social and just have a good time, put on some Afrobeat, let's enjoy humanity and with each other, and just do it in a way where it's not corrupted. It's just enjoying this gift of life and learning how to take care of our bodies from the inside out so we can enjoy and live a full life and identify our purpose and keep walking in that until time on earth is done, you know? And so I think that that is honestly my anchor. My anchor is my faith. And that's why wherever I go, and it's not anything of being religious at all, it's not anything of me trying to push a message, it's just, it's a part of me and it's a part of my story. And I know that this is what also society needs to see, the positive and the true essence of who Jesus Christ is. And it doesn't always have to be specifically professed. It's even more demonstrated in how you are.
Thank you. Because people try to convert me from the age of 11, telling me I was going to hell, as if not accepting me as who I was going to convert me to Christianity. Oops. Yeah. No. Right.
Yeah.
The person who inspired me to convert were a multitude of people It was who they were being. In they didn't tell me I had to be a certain way. Right? They didn't tell me I was going to go to hell. Or H-E double hockey sticks. That's so funny, by the way. So it's about who, how you're showing up. And the truth is, I actually don't, and don't be offended, I don't think that everybody has to follow Jesus. I think Jesus comes in different forms so that people can feel his word and his energy. Because whenever they're on this earth, wherever they're at in the world, they may see Jesus in a different format, right? But it's the love that we want them to encapsulate and be love and still live by those values. I don't care how y'all want to label things. I don't care about labels. What I care about are the actions, inactions, and behaviors that get you through your day-to-day event. And so that's why, like for me, and please don't be offended again, I don't actually go to church very often. I go to the forest and I pray. And I do this all the time. Or I find a quiet place and I pray. I'm almost always praying. And so if I had to go to church every single time I had to pray, I'd be not having time to do what I have to do elsewhere. Thoughts?
Yeah, I, no offense taken at all. I think for my own walk with the Lord, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the word of God, but I also believe that God is still speaking his word today.
I do too.
And I believe that, you know, I do believe that, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, but I think that my thing is, it's not up to me to make people believe that.
Yes, right.
It's up to me to be an example of him and allow the same Jesus that encountered me. And I realized, but you've seen me all these other years and what I've done, but yet you still choose to come where I am. I think that that is even more, I think that for me, just with where I am, where my purpose and my calling is to be a light, to bring joy.
Yes.
And people to be used as in the gift of healing in this way right now. And if, and everything else that I think that we don't let God just do his job. We try to do so much of being Jesus instead of trying to be more like Jesus. And I think that in being, trying to be more like Jesus, it helps us to give the opportunity for people to know, like, Jesus is actually loving. Jesus is actually kind. We're not trying to create rules and all these other things. Just get to know the Christ. He right. is enough. And if he wants things to transform within you, as it says, let this mind be in us that's offering Christ Jesus. Be transformed with the renewing of mind. That's all done by the Holy Spirit. That's all done when you have that. But I can't make you, you know, all I can do is be a light and be the love of God and help you with whatever, what is your need right now? So for me, people need healing. And I know that movement is a part of God-given healing. It is.
There's it's all day. And there's a part that was missing in my life for a little bit because of, just a few things that got in the way. I don't know. Cancer. I was exposed to electromagnetic frequencies. So heavily exposed. But that's another story. But so movement, I was moving, hiking and doing whatever. And then all of a sudden I couldn't because I got hit with these, you know, the radiation from electromagnetic frequencies. But, you know, the thing is, I really love that you talk about that it's really just being who you are and being the light and showing the love, because eventually people will just gravitate to that and want to know more.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it's supposed to be.
And it's a natural thing. It's not a forced thing. Like, I'm thankful for, you know, churches and those churches that really want to create an environment where people are feel safe, comfortable, just to have the experience of it. Because I think that there's beauty in churches, but then there's also beauty of, well, how is it doing day to day with the Lord? Not just on Sunday. Not just on
First of all, thank you for saying that. Because I think prayer should be every day. I mean, I wake up in the morning. I'm praying before my feet hit the ground. Like, really? It happens for me no other way. Because how else do I know what he wants unless I talk to him first?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so, thank you.
Yeah.
So where are you going now? What are you doing now? And how can people, I want to show your website because I need to do that. So people can connect with you. So I wanted to say, Gigi is in the Chicagoland area. Do you travel with what you do?
Yes, I do.
Talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, I do travel. We travel around the city. So we're a mobile dance studio, but I also am starting to travel for speaking and just workshops and motivation, inspiration. I launched a couple of programs that I'm actually taking on the road. One of them is called Movement and Mindfulness. And so it includes being able to tap into your mind and your thoughts, being able to notice that you have the power of changing your thoughts and shifting your thoughts while also including your breath, while also including inspiration, because we all need to inspire, okay, everything positive more now than ever, and just faith-based encouragement, and then moving our bodies. So actually being able to be present within ourselves and our movement, whether it's in a artistic way, expression way, or just releasing your and moving your body and letting out whatever needs to be released. And so I just know that God created us to move in whatever way, whether you have arms or legs or none or in between. And so I just want to share how important it is for us to just keep moving, how important it is for us to use our God-given vessels, our God-given bodies to be a part of our healing and to have the ability to release and connect with our mind, connect with our thoughts, and help us focus in times where anxieties get high, moods get low, but using our bodies, God-given bodies, to be able to uplift ourselves. And there's a couple of things I have coming up, but yeah, anything that involves movement, inspiration, and any kind of like health education. I'm also a health and wellness coach. So you can also find information about if you need health and wellness coaching support to help reach your wellness goals. That can be in any area, not just only physical, but it can also be mental. It could be financial coaching to help you connect with resources and all that in between. And yeah, I'm just doing a lot of things, girl.
So, and it's interesting. So you and I do similar things. First of all, I just bought my RV because God spoke to me in 2016 and he said, you need to take your show on the road, right?
Yes.
Travel the country to help people heal. So we're getting it wrapped and everything. It's emotional healing, toxic free living. So I also teach people to live toxic free. And a part of that includes living by your highest values and, instilling boundaries, healthy boundaries, so you can live life on purpose, right?
Yes.
And actually, there's a man I want to introduce you to. Do you know Spencer Jones?
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, after the show, if you got a couple minutes, he's doing an event in Chicago and I'm trying to see if I can make it to fly down and speak or drive in and speak. And I think that you need to be part of that. As a matter of fact, I'm fairly certain of it. So I will connect you guys after this show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And so, the movement is critical. I love what you do, and they're having fun. Do you see that? I mean, people are having fun and having fun in life and joy. Like I take a hot yoga class because I'm always running around anyway. So for me, I prefer like a hot yoga where I can just let my body seep into the heat and stretch it out. And be one with just Christ and myself and like just, you know, us time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the Chicago area, please reach out to Gigi or Garley, whatever you feel called to call her. I have not been coached by Gigi. And I can tell you without reservation that she would make an amazing coach because I already know who she is. See, when you're heart-centered, one heart speaks to the other heart, right? And our experiences are similar, but they're not the same. And so people, this is how I look at it, because Michelle does a lot of the same things that I do too, right? But we'd never compete because the people who are meant for you to serve are coming to you. Whatever's meant for you will never pass you by.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And same for me. So that's why I'm saying if this calls to you, reach out to Gigi. You've got her information here, right? And connect her with her, especially if you're in the Chicago area. We have a lot of Chicago followers because, I'm originally from that area. And then, is there anything else you want to share? I mean, I could just freaking talk to you all day.
I would love to, if it is okay, just to say a quick prayer over our listeners.
Yes, please. Okay, absolutely. So I'm going to let you lead and then I'll pipe in at the end, okay?
Absolutely, no problem.
Okay.
Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for, first of all, Jody. She's a firecracker, rock star, and I just thank you for how you made her. Such a beautiful spirit and just such a beautiful message and mission you have for her. Bless her and her beautiful birds, Lord, to continue to spread the mission of wellness in the way that you have made her to do so. Lord, and continue just to have her love for you and for people to grow even more and even more. Lord, I just thank you for this platform. I thank you for Jody just having me here to speak about what you have done. You are my anchor. You are our anchor. And look at the amazing things that you are doing. Lord, I pray that you will bless every viewer, every listener of this podcast, whether live right now or to watch this, that you would cover them and heal them of anything they may be going through, even as times get tough, God, because we have both good and bad times. Help them to be strong, to make it through the bad times, and help them to cling to and remember the good times. For these are both things that you use to help us to live a long and healthy life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I am so grateful that you brought Gigi back into my life. And that you are using her as a vehicle to spread your word in a way that's anchored with joy, peace, happiness, and just a lot of fun, which is what the world needs now. It needs joy and it needs fun and it needs to have its heart lifted. And so let me bring joy to everyone's heart in your name and let them know that life was never supposed to be perfect. It was an opportunity to co-create with you a new version of themselves that allows them to live their life on purpose. Amen, amen, amen. So be it, so be it, so be it. And so it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That feels good. And it's 3:59.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me again. This was such a great, warm conversation. Full of warmth.
Yeah, it really is. Wow. And she's all happy. She's like,
I know. She is snuggled now. She's like, yes, all the questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
I love animals. You can ask my mama. She's still on here. I used to bring animals in the house randomly from the street.
So my husband and I, you know, we're both healers.
Yeah.
And we were walking a block down. We're in the midst of a move and we're looking at this one house. It's a block away from where we live. And there was a squirrel who could only use his two front paws and not his two back paws. And so we were able to access consciousness to find out what the root cause was. And he had eaten something that was poisonous. And so together we were probably there 20 minutes and we moved the energy, moved the poison out of his body, and he crawled up that tree.
Wow.
And so we are here to not only serve each other, but we have to serve these animals. They're also here for lessons, right? And so it brings me to tears. And that people don't understand their own power, right? And so if you're listening to this, know that you are a powerful human being. You have the power to heal yourself and you have the power to heal others. Because Jesus did not come here to tell you to pay a lot of money to doctors. He said you can self-heal. And by the way, I gave you everything you need on the earth to do it. Anything else? She says, no, she goes, love on everybody. Start with heart. So we have a great lineup for the rest of March. I have Spencer Jones here on the show on the 26th. I have Dawn Silver here, who's talking about Greek medicine, and she's in the Chicagoland area. She will be here next Tuesday. And then we go back and have Michelle Froge the first week of April. And then we're also talking in the middle of April. This is a big one. Are you being seen but not heard?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Dr. J.R. Hise. It's amazing. This is blowing out where we're bringing on some really amazing souls to help share, you know, wisdom to allow people to rise up. So I'm really grateful for you being here. With that, I am going to do the outro and end the show. We look forward to seeing everybody next week. And thank you so much for being here. You're such a love. Mm-hmm. Thank you.